Men faces hidden beneath elaborate bejeweled headdresses, trailing lengths of coloured ribbons, and bandanas adorned with images of the Virgin Mary, dance in two lines before the entrance of the Our Lady of Guadalupe Catholic Church in Tortugas. Ed Fierro has been part of the church since he was a child. Now the Capitani de la Guerra, or war captain, he leads the annual pilgrimage up Tortugas Mountain.
The Capitan de la Guerra, which in my position that I've served this year, would send a message via fire to return back. Say, okay, it's time for everybody to come back.
He says progress and development around the mountain put an end to that tradition.
Nowadays, with all the lights and street lights and everything, you really can't make out the fires. So that's been big impact on us.
Fierro is concerned as development comes closer to the mountain that more of their century-old tradition will die or have to adapt to the approaching surroundings. Doñana County Director of Community Development Daniel Hortet evaluates potential development outside the city, including the area around the mountain. He says development surrounds the shrine and site in Mexico City where the Virgin Mary is said to have appeared. In his view, people adapt to development.
Mexico City, one of the densest cities in the world, they pilgrimage through there every year as well. And anything I found said anything about, people didn't like development around the church.
Guadalupe is a miraculous apparition to Native American Juan Diego, initiated his conversion to Christianity and cleared the way for many existing indigenous traditions and rituals to become entwined with their assumed Catholicism. Bianca Paz belongs to native tribes the Tiwa and the Tiro. She, her mother and grandmother, dance with the Tortugas to keep their traditional dances and ritual alive. For Paz and her family, climbing Tortugas Mountain and keeping development out is not about religious beliefs, but preserving the legacy of their native ancestors.
The route from here to there is sacred, and the mountain itself is sacred. So to commercialize it and to have like any kind of like a strip mall or anything like that around there, I think would be very disrespectful and just desecrate everything that all the culture and all the tradition that our family has, kept going all these years.
Still, neither the Tortugas nor the native Tiwas or Tiro have formalized their hopes to keep development away from Tortugas Mountain and the surrounding area.
I guess technically, if they wanted to, they could have said, we want to try to encourage preservation of all land around here and approach the property owners. At that time, it would have been the BLM, and say, we want to preserve this.
But it says the Metropolitan Planning Organization already has plans in motion to build roads to cater to the development expected in the surrounding area. Fierro says he accepts that some development of the area is inevitable, but is concerned that eventually the importance of the area will be overlooked completely.
That's what we're, ultimately concerned with, is that we'll be landlocked and won't be able to get there. We need a straight access to the property.
For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.